fetish of fear.
With Icon from UtahTNG.org, fetish group here in the state. And we're talking about whips and flogging and season's beatings.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
You liked the Feliz Navidad one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me find it.
All right. No, I think it's.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Feliz Navidad.
So Icon, who like take us into the mind of the person who is digging, either doing the whipping or getting whipped.
From a receptive standpoint, a lot of it goes back to, you know, the psychology of enjoyment of pain. You've got. When you hit someone with any implement, with a cat o' nine, with a whip, whatever, you get the immediate physical response to trauma. You've got the swelling, the welts, the disruption of surface nerves, or if you're hitting harder, deeper nerves, and the endorphins that releases, right? You've got the rush of, ooh, that hurt, and then, oh, but that release of neurochemicals feels awesome. And then you add on to that frameworks of, oh, I'm being punished, and punished there goes in quote bunnies, or, oh, I've been bad, or, oh, this thing I'm doing is naughty.
What about, like, the initial, is there any scare of the anticipation of knowing that you're just about to get whacked? Like,
Oh, for sure. And with whips, I think that's a, like with single-tailed whips, that's, I think, a big part of it, because, of course, single-tailed whips can crack.
Uh-huh.
And that noise, that gunshot-like bang, you know, a few inches away from someone, or even right before the fall actually hits them, the popper actually hits them, there's this fear that it can generate. So often when I'm playing with someone in the dungeon with a single-tailed whip, I will, you know, let loose with a really, really big crack right next to them before I actually lay a welt down across their back.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious how much buildup there is to actual whipping there is. Because it sounds like anticipation is a lot of the game.
Are we talking about within the actual scene, or are we talking about when you're learning to use them?
I don't know. I just meant like, you know, it's Saturday night.
It really depends on, it really depends on the person. It depends on both who the top is and how they're wired, and who the bottom is and how they're wired. Some bottoms require or want a lot of warm-up.
All right, let's go around the room real quick. Dusty, top, bottom.
Top, obviously.
Lindsay?
Does that mean whipper or whipped?
That's right.
I probably would get whipped.
Bottom.
Yeah, I guess, because I don't want to whip someone light and hurt them like that.
Top here. Top here.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know if I would get... I don't know.
Icon, have you been bottom? I know you're in general top, but have you been bottom before?
I have bottomed for both single tail and multiple tail whips. It goes... in part from that whole thing where I like to know what I'm putting my bottoms through to an extent before I do it to them. I feel like it makes me a better top.
You're very kind to your bottoms as well.
A little sweat on your bottoms, perhaps.
It's not necessarily something that flies for everyone, but that's certainly my personal ethos.
You want to be the best top you can be.
Basically, I don't want to suck at it.
Right.
I like being good at what I do.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I like a top that takes pride in his top, and I like a bottom that takes pride in the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, and they're both skill sets. They're both absolutely skill sets, and everyone is a bit different. Like, you've got bottoms, different bottoms will manage their pain and process their pain entirely differently. You've got some who will be very stoic about it and just hold absolutely stock still while you're whipping or flogging them. You'll have other bottoms who will kind of dance around and squirm. And you've got two schools even with that group. You've got those that want to be free to kind of move around and writhe on the cross, and then you've got the other folks who really want to be bound down and not and have to struggle against it.
I think I'm a writhe on the cross kind of guy.
What?
I have to pick. I'd like to be secured, you know, to the cross, but not too securely. I want to have some writhing room.
Right. You want to be able to. Right. You want to be able to.
Do you ever get a reaction from the bottom of one that is like unsatisfying? For instance, you give a good crack of the whip, and they go,
Oh, absolutely. And there are some folks. So depending on the relationship dynamic, you'll get some folks who use that as a way to egg the top on to get them to hit harder. It becomes sort of this, it goes back, I think we talked in my first interview about bratting.
Yeah.
It kind of lives in that same vein where they'll be like, oh, you hit like my grandma. Come on. Come on, you can do better than that.
Maybe like the folks who just like, you can't beat the crap out of them enough.
They're
you
just
know?
No
like,
fun.
They just,
right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you've got people who are just sponges who can absorb this stuff and they get so much out of it that they're kind of greedy.
You guys hear how excited Icon is getting and just talking about this sort of stuff. I love hearing the passion for your, I don't even want to call it your dark side, your craft.
Big dog kennel in the back room in the house that is her safe space that has like a comfy bed in the bottom of it.
It's a hobby. Think of it as a very, very cherished hobby.
Yeah.
Well, listen, dude, pleasure to talk to you again. Next week or somewhere around there, I want to talk about, I think it's pronounced infantilism.
You might want to refer to it as age play on the air.
All right, age play.
Because it's kind of a general bucket encapsulating people who like to do like the daddy boy or daddy baby girl kind of relationship.
Yeah, the guy that likes to dress up in a giant diaper, poop in it, and have
right.
somebody
and
yell.
Then you get the ABDL folks, the adult baby / diaper lover folks, and that's the other piece of that age play pie.
Yeah, if you can scare us up some big babies maybe for next week, that would be awesome.
Okay, let me see who I can dig up.
I just want to give you a plug here, UtahTNG.org, Utah, the next generation, and it's just it's a site that Icon runs, and it's where people can get together, share their kinks, learn about kinks, find like-minded people, and that sort of thing. UtahTNG.org.
Absolutely. Thank you, Fook.
Thank you, man. You have a lovely day.
You too. Bye.
He's very interesting.
He is very interesting.
There was a part in there where he talks about bottoms that I want to Vader up.